Pip and Lee.
Here we go. Catching up with the bloke who's in pretty good form on and off the AFL field, Pip. Harry Cunningham from the Sydney Swans is 22 touches last week, 4 goals a couple of weeks ago as well. And off the field, you're telling me he's doing all right as well.
Leading a tipping competition, I hear, Harry. Good morning.
How you going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Going all right. Now, last time you tipped with us, you got 5 out of 9. So, well, I won't say it was a brilliant effort, but leading the DA tipping competition pretty handily by about 3 points.
Yeah, I actually haven't checked it out in a while. Matty Malone gets on to me regularly during the week, and after a couple of tips, and I suppose it helps that we're winning as a team, and I always get my vote, so we've won a couple in a row now, so that's where I think I'm getting my advantage.
Well, I was saying to Lee yesterday, it's a little bit almost like insider trading, I would imagine, when you're tipping and you're playing in the AFL, but then he tells me that there's another player who's pretty much to the bottom of the tipping comp.
Yeah, a couple of the Wagga blokes, Dean Turlick and Jacob Townsend, both about 10 points behind you, so they're probably tipping their own teams as well, though.
Yeah, I think so. So that's where my advantage is.
Well, you have been in some pretty good form and you've just signed a 2-year contract extension end of 2016. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's very exciting and I suppose it's a massive honour to be able to, come close to finalising that 2-year deal and stay on here for another couple of years. It's, like I said, an honour to be able to play for the Swans and hopefully I can continue to do so for a few more years and lots of years to come.
And, Harry, we also hear that the Channel 10 series I Want to Marry Harry next season is going to star you.
No, I don't think so. I'm only 20 years old. Give me a couple of years. Maybe then.
Well, we do have to get some tips from you, and it all kicks off big match tonight. The Cats taking on Essendon. Who do you reckon it's going to go with?
I reckon the Cats will hit back this week and get back to their best, and, yeah, they'll beat the Bombers.
Yeah, right. And then up Aurora Stadium, Hawthorn are going to be taking on the Gold Coast Suns. Who's your pick there?
Tough one, actually. Suns have been in good form, but I can't go past the Hawks.
St Kilda and Richmond at the other end of the table are going head-to-head on Saturday at Etihad.
Richmond will be too good. They played a very good brand of footy last week against us, so I can see them winning that.
And the big Western Derby, Freo taking on the West Coast Eagles.
Fremantle too good at the moment.
Battle of the Bridge. Are you going to tip against yourself for the first time this season?
Nah, Swans will get up for that one.
Lee thinks because the GWS Giants have had 2 wins in a row that they're destined for finals, probably grand final glory. Brisbane Lions taking on North Melbourne.
North Melbourne, they'll get over the lines, I think.
And we're back to Sunday games. Melbourne have found a bit of form under Roosey. Have you had any experience? Were you there at the Swannies when he was coaching?
No, I wasn't, but I was here when Roosey was with the Swans Academy, so I did get to meet him and things like that, and I've only heard good things about his coaching ability, so there's no surprise Melbourne have kicked up this year with him under the belt.
And do you think it's enough to get them over the line across Western Bulldogs on Sunday?
Unfortunately, I do not. I think the Bulldogs are too good for Melbourne.
The showdown happening at Adelaide Oval. Geez, that looks like a good venue for footy. Who's going to get up, Port Adelaide or Adelaide?
Yeah, amazing venue to play footy, actually, Adelaide Oval. But Port Adelaide will win that.
Okay, and the final game of the round, choose your poison wisely, Harry. Collingwood taking on Carlton.
Yeah, look, it'll be a tough game, Carlton. Coming off about a loss to Giants last week, and I suppose Collingwood losing a couple in a row, but I can't see Collingwood losing, so I'm going to have to sit Collingwood.
Good man.
You might get a call back from us later. Otherwise, Pip, anyone who tips against Collingwood, straight off the list. Harry, look, thank you so much for catching up with us this morning. I'd like to say all the best for your match against the Giants, but really, I hope that it is your one shocker of the year.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
It's like... You scratching me off the list, I'm scratching you guys off the call list.
No, look, in all seriousness, I reckon it'll be a pretty good game and great to see it all happening at the SCG. And look forward to catching up with you. All the best with the new contract.
Right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Come on, let's rap. Pip and Lee, weekdays from 5:30 on Star FM.